Implementing person-centered care in mental health. For too long, people of all ages living with mental health challenges have endured stigma and exclusion, often facing health inequalities and fragmented mental and physical health services. Additionally, mental health services across the UK have been affected by a chronic lack of resources. This has left many people without support, significantly impacting their lives and those of their families. However, recent years have seen a shift in this landscape. Public attitudes toward mental health are improving, and there is a growing commitment across communities, workplaces, schools, and within government to reform this approach. Share your voice and take part in the Catalyst White Paper Survey 2024 to reshape the future of health and social care. Learn more about the impact of person-centered care. Values of person-centered care. The values of person-centered care serve as foundational principles that influence the delivery of healthcare services. Adhering to these values empowers healthcare professionals to provide personalized care tailored to individual needs. What are the main values of person-centered care? Individuality. Each person has a unique identity, beliefs, values, needs, and choices. A one-size-fits-all approach is ineffective in providing person-centered care. Choice. Every person should be empowered to make decisions regarding their care and support. They should receive clear information to ensure an informed choice. For people unable to communicate verbally, alternative communication methods must be available to ensure their voices are heard. Independence. Support should aim to maximize each person's independence, assisting them in doing as much as possible for themselves. Dignity. Each person should be treated with respect that also considers their ethical and moral beliefs. This involves avoiding assumptions about their preferences and being mindful of how personal care practices impact their well-being. Respect. People should be treated in a manner that recognizes their worth and uniqueness. This includes acknowledging their opinions and feelings, even when they differ from others. Rights. Every person is entitled to fundamental rights as outlined in the Human Rights Act 1998, including the rights to life, safety, liberty, security, and equality. Privacy. People have the right to private space and time as needed. Privacy is crucial in caregiving, particularly in personal hygiene or intimate procedures. Access to personal information should only be granted on a necessary basis and with the person's consent. Partnership. People and their families should be regarded as partners in decisions concerning their care. Effective partnerships are built on communication and trust, involving listening to and valuing each other's perspectives. How person-centered care differs from traditional approaches. Person-centered care fundamentally differs from traditional approaches by placing a strong emphasis on the uniqueness of each person. It focuses on respecting every person's identity, preferences, values, and specific needs. In contrast, traditional approaches often treat people in a more standardized manner, applying generalized protocols that may not fully consider these individual differences. Central to person-centered care is the empowerment of people to make decisions about their own care and support. This approach prioritizes informed choice, ensuring that people receive information in a way that they understand and have the opportunity to express their preferences. In traditional models, decisions may be made more paternalistically, with healthcare providers or caregivers assuming primary decision-making roles without sufficient input from the person. Person-centered care also aims to promote independence to the greatest extent possible. It supports people in achieving their personal goals and encourages them to perform activities they are capable of while offering assistance when needed. In contrast, traditional approaches may focus more on providing direct care or intervention, potentially limiting opportunities for people to develop and maintain their independence. Respect and dignity are core principles in person-centered care. It prioritizes treating people with the utmost dignity and respect, considering their moral and ethical beliefs. This involves avoiding assumptions about what is best for the person and striving to understand their preferences for care. In contrast, traditional approaches may inadvertently overlook or disregard individual dignity in favor of standardized procedures or routines. Benefits of person-centered care in mental health. Person-centered care in mental health prioritizes people's unique experiences, empowering them to actively participate in their care decisions. This approach enhances autonomy, dignity, and the therapeutic relationship between people and their healthcare providers, leading to more effective, personalized interventions and improved outcomes. Enhanced satisfaction and engagement for people receiving care. Enhancing satisfaction and engagement for people receiving care involves tailoring care plans, fostering effective communication and empowering decision-making. It also focuses on quality of life, gathering continuous feedback, and taking a holistic approach to well-being. These efforts create a supportive environment that enhances overall satisfaction and improves health outcomes. Improved treatment outcomes and quality of life. Improved treatment outcomes and quality of life often stem from personalized care plans that integrate holistic approaches. These may include tailored therapies addressing physical, emotional, and social needs. Additionally, ongoing support networks, educational resources, and family involvement play crucial roles in enhancing overall well-being and long-term positive outcomes. Empowerment of people with mental health challenges. Empowering people with mental health challenges involves creating an environment where they feel supported, understood, and valued. This can be achieved by promoting open conversations about mental health, providing equal access to quality care and professional help, and encouraging the use of evidence-based techniques such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, for managing anxiety and depression, mindfulness practices for stress reduction, occupational therapy to improve daily functioning and vocational skills. Additionally, offering support at home, school, and work is crucial to creating a holistic and nurturing environment. By fostering a community that respects and acknowledges their experiences, we can help them build resilience and lead fulfilling lives. Implementing person-centered care in mental health services. A person-centered approach recognizes people as a whole person. Implementing person-centered care in mental health services involves shifting from a one-size-fits-all approach to a tailored, individualized approach. This means actively involving people in their care planning, respecting their autonomy, and acknowledging their unique strengths and challenges. By creating a therapeutic alliance based on trust and understanding, mental health services can better address the complexities of each person's journey towards recovery and well-being. Examples of successful implementation. The person-centered approach to mental health can have a life-changing impact on people and their families. As a family of organizations, we are grateful for the opportunity to share an inspiring example of how person-centered mental health support gives people freedom of choice and a chance to live an active, happy, and meaningful life in the community. This is a story about Lisa, an inspiring woman who has been supported by Nurseline Community Services. Lisa spent almost 30 years in institutional care, facing complex mental health challenges and having limited control over her life. Now, Lisa leads a fulfilling and independent life, with significantly reduced behaviors of concern, improved well-being, and self-care practices. Her journey highlights the profound impact of personalized, person-centered care. Learn about Lisa's remarkable journey and how Nurseline Community Services made a difference. Lisa's new beginning, the transition from hospital to a place she can now call home, youtube.com. Mental health services with Catalyst Care Group. At our family of organizations, supporting people with their mental health is one of our main priorities. We are committed to adopting a person-centered approach that places people at the heart of everything we do. Every day, we ensure that people's mental health and well-being is prioritized by embracing and promoting the values of person-centered care in all interactions and services, encouraging leaders and team members to model these values daily, providing ongoing training and development opportunities for team members to enhance their skills in person-centered approaches, fostering a culture of learning that promotes empathy, active listening, and understanding of individual needs, establishing feedback loops to regularly assess the effectiveness of our person-centered practices, using data and insights to refine our services and ensure they meet people's evolving needs together. Let's uphold our commitment to compassionate and person-centered mental health care. Contact us today and make a difference in someone's life.